And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 7th of September, 2012. It's the birthday of the poet Edith Sitwell, born Scarborough, England, 1887. Her parents, Sir George and Lady Ida, baffled by their daughter. The mother was a great beauty, the daughter was not. She was rather tall and thin, with a curved spine and a hooked nose. Her parents forced her to wear an iron brace on her back, a contraption on her nose in an attempt to make her more attractive. She was a bright and curious little girl, but her father was opposed to formal education for women. He thought it made them less womanly, so he wouldn't let her go to school. And she left her family on bad terms, Edith Sitwell, who went ahead to make her own life as a modernist poet and a public personality in Britain. She wrote many books of poems and put herself forward as a colorful personality. She wore enormous rings, turbans, old-fashioned gowns. She was a friend of Eliot and Graham Greene. She championed Dylan Thomas's poetry. She was a friend of Marilyn Monroe. And her best-known work was Facade, a series of poems set to music by Sir William Walton. The first London performance of Facade did not go so well. There was an old woman in the audience who waited outside afterwards, hoping to hit Sitwell with an umbrella. Noel Coward walked out on it. Virginia Woolf didn't much care for it. Edith Sitwell said, "I am an unpopular electric eel in a pool of catfish." It's the birthday of Joe Klein, born in Queens, 1946, author of Primary Colors, the novel based on Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign. And it's the birthday of writer Margaret Landon, born in Summers, Wisconsin, 1903. When she was 23, she and her husband went off to be missionaries in Thailand. She ran a school there. She raised her three children. And while she was there, she came across a book by a woman named Anna Leon Owens, a Welsh governess who had tutored the King of Siam's many wives and children back in the 1860s. Margaret Landon wrote a novel based on it called Anna and the King of Siam, which was a bestseller and became the basis for the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical The King and I. Here's a poem for today by Natasha Trethewey, Theories of Time and Space. You can get there from here, though there's no going home. Everywhere you go will be somewhere you've never been. Try this. Head south on Mississippi 49, one by one mile markers ticking off another minute of your life. Follow this to its natural conclusion. Dead end at the coast, the pier at Gulfport, where riggings of shrimp boats are loose stitches in a sky threatening rain. Cross over the man-made beach, 26 miles of sand dumped on the mangrove swamp, buried terrain of the past. Bring only what you must carry, tome of memory, its random blank pages. On the dock where you board the boat for Ship Island, someone will take your picture. The photograph, who you were, will be waiting when you return. Theories of Time and Space, a poem by Natasha Trethewey, from Native Guard, published by Houghton Mifflin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. iPad users can download the three most recent issues of Poetry Magazine, celebrating its centennial in 2012, at poetryfoundation.org. And by the Mosaic Foundation of Rita and Peter Hayden, based in Ann Arbor, honoring the literary arts and the universe of great ideas. Written by Betsy Allister, edited by Joy Biles. Be well. Do good work and keep in touch.